Okay, we are live, Andrea.
We're not live. We're not live.
I like
I
to
already told
think
you that.
that we are. It makes me excited. It makes me feel like there's an audience. Where
There's
are?
not an audience.
Yeah, there is. You
No,
and
there's
is it Niall somewhere around? Is he?
No,
Is he lurking?
Niall left. He's bored.
He's bored. He's not lurking.
No, he's walking the dog somewhere.
Oh, that's right. So tell us where you are right now. The audience wants to know.
I'm in Boulder, Colorado.
Holy shit, you're out there already? That fast?
Yes!
Damn, you're really out
I
there.
know. We're really out here. We've seen a lot. We went to Ohio the first night, and we were in Michigan for a while. And I met a Karen I didn't like. She fucking called the cops on us, so fuck that bitch.
Oh, wow.
There's like this fucking horrible bug in here. I'm gonna get killed by the super fucking wasp. Get out! Okay.
I think that's one of the killer hornets they talked about. Watch out.
Stop! It's Washington! Anyway, we've seen a lot of MAGA fucking motherfuckers out
Gross.
In the country, and I hate it, bro. I hate it.
I don't like it. I don't like what's
if
happening.
If you somehow listened to the podcast this whole time and not realize that we hate your ass if you're MAGA, bro, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you either. Yeah. Think about
I saw,
that.
Like, this old man tried to cut me off yesterday. He had a Trump 2020 sticker on his bumper. And then I looked at him. I gave him a finger. And then I saw the he was two. It was two old people in the front. And they're both wearing MAGA hats. I was like, God, where are you going? To a rally? Do you just wear these hats every day? Like a little uniform? The fuck?
Which rat was this? On the way to what?
I-80. It was just like in Nebraska somewhere, bro.
Yikes. Who goes there? Trump supporters.
Nebraska's bleak. I don't recommend 0 out of 10. Don't recommend Nebraska.
0 out of 10.
Sorry.
Right. I haven't seen you post anything about the trip. Am I missing something? Am I blocking
no,
you?
No, I
something?
Haven't posted anything because I'm like,
that's
I'm
not
like,
like
I don't
you.
Really care.
This is not like you, dude. What do you mean you don't care?
Okay, I just don't care, man. I just don't care.
Wow, yo, 2020 Andrea is weird as fuck to me.
Okay, I'll post.
Anyway,
I'm
do it, do it, do it. No, wait, we don't have enough bandwidth for that. Chill, hold on, we gotta start the show. Welcome to the Full Kit Wankers. That's right, I did write it because, you know, I can do that while she's driving around.
this is like when they did it on Lost, and there was like the other 48, and it was like that season where they showed the whole events leading to the other 48 people. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I never watched it, never cared to.
What the fuck? Okay, well, I'm talking about when, like, on a TV show, all of a sudden, it's a different narrator, or like it's a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like a different character is like in charge of the episode, or the episode's all about like one of the other characters.
Sure, there's always one episode like that in one season of one series. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Gotcha. But this is like the season. This is it.
This
is the Steven episode season.
Who'd have thought in season two? Because not me. There we go.
I think it's a really welcome change, and I think you really opened Pandora's box for yourself because I think you won't be doing this every other week.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. You wish. Anyway.
Girl, I'm relinquishing my duties. I don't think
No. Anyway, let's continue. Andrea.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call this. I've been calling this summer preseason, summer postseason. I'm not sure which one to call it, so I just call it either or. But you know, it's
I
almost
think it's
done.
Like a really elaborate preseason where we pretend that someone won and someone lost.
Yeah.
The week.
Yeah, that's how I think. Well, it's almost done. We've got two games left, more or less, around the you know, around Europe. Anyway, but before we get into all that, what's the first thing we like to do, Andrea? Tell me.
Let's talk shit.
Let's talk, like shit. Talk shit. All right, let's go. Full kit snitching.
All right, it's time for full kit snitching.
I'm tired of rumors starting. There we
go. I just relinquished the power.
No, you still got power there. That's all you.
I got no power, baby girl. I got no power. I'm reading Steven's scripts. I fucking love it. Okay. Wait, what is this? Shout out to Wycombe and Akeem Fenwa moving up to the championship?
Yo, that's the first thing on The Volkits Nation, because yo, the beast. If you don't know who he is, look him up. Akin Fenwa, the world's strongest footballer, man. 99 power and strength on FIFA, this guy. This man.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're talking about FIFA?
Well, no, I'm just saying that's he's the strongest player on FIFA. Even though his overall is like really bad. But like his power, he's the strongest dude. Anyway, he's a striker. He plays for Wickham. Wickham just won their playoff final in League One. They're moving up to the championship. This
Oh my
man,
God, how fun!
Big ups to this guy. You know,
How
yo,
exciting!
we gotta
I
get
love him
him on the
now.
pod one day. We do.
I'm down. You can do the reaching out.
I will do the reaching out, yo. If I can get that guy on there, oh my God, it would change my life.
All right. I just want to read your first note. Rumor mill is piling up. It's summer. You know the
There
vibes.
you go. You know the vibes. It's summer. It's summer. I'm sipping on my frozen margarita as I say that.
I quit. I quit this podcast. I'm gonna live in the woods. Bye. Okay, Man City have a bid in for Napoli center back Kalidou Koulibaly, valued at 80 million, 100 million US dollars. Thank you, Steven, for the
You got it. Yo, we got to do conversion over here. You know, people need to
I'm
know.
fucking dying, Steven. This was already so fun. Big money.
Yo, that's a lot of money for a center back. Come on.
Also, on the way to Manchester United and Liverpool. What else do you got for me, Steven?
Yeah, he's sought after, man. You know who this guy is? He's the guy that in a Champions League was making moves.
I know
Yo, we
who
love
Koulibaly
this
is.
man. We love this man.
Hundred million US dollars.
100 mil. 109 to be exact, I think. Something like that. Yo, conversion rates are hard. I don't know. Currency is hard. It'd be fluctuating in this economy? You don't know. You don't
Oh my
know.
God. What other news you got for me?
So Man City are really opening up the purse strings, dude. Like they're looking at Lautaro Martinez to replace Sergio, you hear me? Sergio Ramos?
Bullshit.
Sergio Aguero. Aguero.
Oh.
Yeah.
Poor Aguero. Why is he being phased out? Is he really that old?
Well, what is he, 35 now?
I guess he's old.
I guess
He
so.
doesn't have a star or anything either. I don't know. I didn't know we were looking to replace him.
Yeah, they're looking to replace him. That's what's going
All
on.
right. You were saying that, what were you saying about Lautaro Martinez? But isn't he going to Barca?
Well, that's the word. It's he's trying to seal a deal there, so I don't know. We'll see what happens.
And you're saying that Barcelona is offering Coutinho to Arsenal or Newcastle to free up funds? I thought Coutinho was maybe going to go back to Liverpool if he apologized or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
Maybe that's also, yeah, in the rumor mill. I really don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's still kind of early, right? We're only in July.
Yeah.
The big moves
Well,
start
I mean,
happening.
August is the fucking window. That's what I was wondering. So how's this transfer window going to work if everybody's like, already, they're still playing last season, and like they're playing the Champions League in August, so like people are gonna get traded during the Champions League final.
Yeah, I good question. That's gonna be on the next
Come on to
episode.
the next talk. If you're on the team that gets the Champions League final and transfer, you're gone. Get out of here. You're headed to wherever you're fucking going to Nice or something. Like, bro, I almost had it. I was so close. Not
So
fair.
close, so close yet so far.
All right, Neymar back to Barcelona. When?
I don't know. Maybe question mark. We don't know. There, I think he's got like two.
Any speculation here?
Yeah, just speculating. But he's got 2 years left on the contract. We don't know. It might take up, you know.
You're saying Pogba is close to signing a new 5-year contract.
Yep.
Wow, so he's happy again with Manchester United.
Yeah, everyone seems happy to him. I think he's they said, yo, he's really getting along with our new signing, Bruno. He costs us a lot of money. You know, maybe we gotta keep him around. I don't know. So we'll see. That's how I think that
Sure.
conversation went. Yep.
I like the reenactment. Okay. We have Manchester United looking to free up the roster. Jesse Lingard, top of the list. Well, duh.
Yo, wait, you know who I forgot though? You know who's at the real
What?
top of that list? Big
Who?
boy Sanchez. You know he's still on that
Wait.
payroll.
Wait, what?
Yes, yeah, Sanchez. You remember
Oh,
he?
Alexi. I'm thinking of
Alexi.
Davinson. I'm like, they're not selling my center
No.
back.
No, chill. We're on Man U still. We didn't get to Tottenham yet. Relax.
Bro, I read ahead. I read ahead. Chill.
Yeah, I
I was trying
forget.
to prepare.
Yeah.
I'm coming in blind to the Steven episode. Anyway, Alexis Sanchez, I didn't know he was still on their payroll. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's only on loan at, where is it, Inter, I think? Yeah.
Pobrecito.
Yeah, poor little guy. Poor big guy, actually. He's not so little anymore.
You know what, though? He's happy with his dogs, bro. He's happy.
I know, but now they got to move the dogs, new home. That can be hard on the dog, you know? New environment.
I think the dogs used to be around. I think it's going to be fun.
All right. Yeah, now I'm concerned about the dogs, really.
Chances of, you're hurting me with this one. The chances of Dybala joining Spurs look slim, as Juve are willing to offer him a 5-year contract. No.
Yep. Yep, that's the word around the town. Although,
you know, I don't want you to Dybala ass anyway. I don't want shit.
Although, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, he's a great player, but whatever, you know. I'm over it.
I want a player. Who are we looking into? Like, we were trying to have talks with, like, Barcelona.
Yeah, Barca. What's that guy's name?
Ndombele and Sessegnon.
Yeah. Sessegnon, yeah. Man, I hope we don't give him up. Because the other thing I've been reading is Spurs are looking at a lot of young players, which is kind of surprising. Because, like, Mourinho always wants to go for, you know, the older, experienced, proven player. But I'm all for it. That's cool.
I think he's changing, and I don't care who tells me I'm being naive. I think he's changed, and all these problems at the club really have very little to do with him. I'm sorry. It's obvious. Like, he's not doing anything but that Pochettino didn't do. Like, the lineups are very similar. It's not like these players don't want to be there. They're acting so crazy right now. We'll get to it.
No, anyway. I agree with you. And, you know, you like this one? Read this next one.
I hate you. Ancelotti told Jordan Pickford he has to improve. The man has no chill. Respect.
Just like that. Yo, I would love Ancelotti as a manager, dude. He reminds me.
You're showing me up as a writer of the show. This is way funnier. I'm fucking mad.
I respect Ancelotti.
I'm throwing my phone off the spot right now. I'm fucking mad.
You know who Carlo Ancelotti reminds me of? Growing up, I played a lot of t-ball and baseball, right? Like before my love for soccer. And I remember my dad putting me in like a neighborhood league out here in the north side, and it was this old Italian dude. I forgot his name though, but he had the thickest Italian accent. And I just remember, like, if I did something wrong, he would tell me, "Hey, Steve, what are you doing?" You know, and I'm just like, "I don't know, but you gotta do better." And I'm just like, "Yeah, I guess." And I cry to my dad. But, yeah, that's Ancelotti. He reminds me of him. Yeah.
Poor Pickford. He doesn't have a hard enough life. That's a great story, by the way. I loved it.
Thank you.
Also, our audio engineer with some facts. Apparently, Spurs are looking into Weston McKennie. We're going to have an American.
Oh, wow. That'd be a cool pickup. That's like,
that'd be great.
That seems, like, really unlikely, though, to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't see that happening.
I see it.
You see it?
From Bundesliga, right, cool. He would love to go to Spurs. Are you kidding?
Cool. So, as you know, the rumor mill is always piling up. So I just focus on, like, the key ones that people probably will gravitate towards, too. You know, there's a lot of little razzle-dazzle here and there that I didn't really pick from. But, you know, whatever.
That's okay, Steven. You don't have to cover everything.
No, I'm not
going to. let's move on to Johnny Old England.
Let's go.
For England, for home, and for the prize!
This is you. Lead us off.
This Sunday was the North London Derby, and it was a 2-1 win for Spurs. And it was really fucking sloppy. Actually, Steve wrote, sloppy AF, but a win is a win. Thanks, you have a nice day.
Yep. That's what I told Arsenal fans. Like, thanks, have a nice day.
Niall sent Sean a gif of a man leapfrogging over another man.
Dude, that was amazing. That was amazing.
That's us on the table. We're just like 2 points back. Like,
hold on. What does Stat Sean reply with? That's what I want to know.
What did he say back, Niall? I don't know, Niall. It was just a quick answer.
Okay. I don't remember what he said.
He doesn't remember. Oh. Thanks, Niall. Great episode.
Damn. Well,
damn,
I knew I was in this episode.
You weren't. Now you are.
He said, "Ha, well, congrats. As bad as you guys were, you were awful. We managed to sink lower."
I like that he had to tell us we were awful, bro. He lost.
That's true, but he also acknowledged how awful he was. You know, so we good. It was sloppy as fuck. That's it. Yeah.
See, but a win's a win. It doesn't need to be pretty.
Doesn't need to be pretty. That's what I'm saying. You know, whatever. All right. So what's the next match? Points. What's the other match you saw?
What's next? Okay, well, Man United and they tied 2-2. And Burnley tied Wolves 1-1. Became keeping it tight for 5th through 9th place.
Yep.
And then Arsenal beat Liverpool, which is so fucking annoying, 2-1. Arsenal had 3 shots on goal and scored 2. Wild. And I'm just reading Stevens. Great. Van Dijk and Alisson looking like Lovren and Karius out there, respectively.
Yep.
Wait, so did it suck? I didn't actually watch that game.
Yeah, it was their fault, basically. Van Dijk got pulled back ever so slightly, not enough for a foul, but stopped playing, and they scored. And then Alisson just gave away the ball, like, you know, just in the back, like an idiot, passed the ball off to the wrong person. You know, like Karius, just throwing the ball into space, not at the player, and then bam, they scored. It was really, really funny. That was it. They had another chance.
Check out.
Yeah. It was a strong lineup. It was their best lineup that they can put out, maybe except for Oxlade-Chamberlain. But everyone else, it was like prime starting 11. Pretty bad. Pretty bad news. Klopp was not happy.
You
that was
the
best.
See?
What's that?
So I was going to say you want to know some tea. Ever since Mohamed Salah joined the team.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot less racism, like market racism, towards Middle Eastern folk in Liverpool.
Take one hard look in the mirror, people. Yeah.
So I knew it was an episode yesterday. There were a few more games on Wednesday. Spurs played a game that completely escapes me now. Wait.
Newcastle.
That's right. Wow, these games are so boring, bro. Like, I don't remember what I watched. But Spurs played Newcastle, and there were some moments of proudness. You know what I'm obsessed with? I love Bergwijn. I love that kid.
Steven Bergwijn? Yeah, I told you way back. And it's in the episodes. And it's in the receipts. Bergwijn was a great signing. Great young player.
I have takes. I think we need to abolish Harry Winks. He's done for. He's out of shape. Goodbye.
Yo, I am surprised, though, he's been starting, because I think he's one of the guys that I picked out early on when Mourinho took over, that he'd be one of the bench warmers, basically.
I bet he worked hard in training. He seems like the kind of guy that works really hard in training.
That's exactly
That's exactly it,
because otherwise it would be Ndombele, but he out here eating too many crisps and shit. So
this is our other team. That bro is injured again.
Injured.
He just got injured again in training. You played one game and you're already like, ow, bro, what's wrong? You should be playing sports. You're a delicate flower.
He's not stretching enough, yo. Not stretching enough, you know. Eating too many cold cuts. I don't know.
Eating too many cold cuts. Anyway. So Ndombele's out injured. Our team is just looking sloppy AF. But you know who's still keeping it tight? Davison Sanchez, the Colombian.
Oh, yeah, he's been very good, actually. Yeah.
Absolutely thriving in summer weather because he's like, finally, it's warm enough that I don't want to fucking die.
Word. He's like, yo, it's just like Barranquilla. We lit. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lloris looks good, too. Like, he was practicing during quarantine. Like, he was playing. He was outside playing with kids.
Word.
He looks good. But Harry Kane had actually kind of a sick diving header finish yesterday. Did you see it?
I did, yeah. Yep.
It was just nice how he like aimed it right for the far side corner.
Right.
Clinical. And it was a Bergwijn cross, and it was like, that was the most promising part of the game for me.
Wait. Which game? Newcastle, yeah.
Bergwijn thinking like a gorgeous floating cross.
Right.
Harry Kane, like a diving header to the right. It's ideal.
I was thinking about the Lamella buildup, where he like kind of crossed. No, he shot at it, and Harry took the rebound.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lamella's also the best at shithousing that there is.
I love that guy. There's no other professional shithouser. I think if I were a player, like, at that level, I'd probably play like him. Like, if I were in the wing, I don't think I'd be. But, like, his style and, like, his just tenacity, because he just fucking doesn't care. He just goes in there. He's like, yeah, I gotta go.
Wait, if I was a player,
I would not. hold on, before we get there, however, I would not get that haircut. Do you see that haircut? It looks like shepherd's pie on his head, dude. It don't look good. Yeah. It's not for him.
Wait, who would be a cosplayer? I agree that you would be like Lamella. I don't have any complaints about that.
Let me think. Like a Spurs player or in general?
Oh, don't
Spurs.
Have, don't
no,
have.
No, we're talking about Spurs.
Let's do Spurs. Let's do Spurs. I feel like it's like Danny Rose, but I don't know why I feel that way.
No, I was gonna say Serge Aurier, but.
Oh yes, I love that for me. I mean, it's actually kind of true. It's like sloppy. It tries really hard.
Yeah,
and
but
impressive.
Right, but when you get that one like play or move that counts, you make that shit count. Like yeah, that's how
right.
it goes. Yeah.
I love Serge Aurier. By the way, moment of silence for Serge Aurier's
that's
brother.
Right. That's right.
I just was shot to death a couple days ago, and then my boy Serge still played, and I feel so bad for him. What a hero!
What a professional, right?
What a professional! I don't think I could have played. He actually played really well.
Yeah.
That really sucks.
Well, anyway, so we've got two games left, more or less. I think maybe some teams have a game at hand, maybe not. But then we've got, like, Man U now in contention for third or fourth even. Like, Chelsea are only a point ahead. I think they're tied with Leicester right now. So, it can switch up in the blink of an eye. And also...
Wait, can I just tell you we skipped the biggest tea of all?
What's that?
That Man City's appeal got reversed.
Oh, right. That happened a few days ago. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's such
Man
bullshit.
City are now... Nope, they were originally banned for two whole years from... European competition, and they were fined several million. And then after this appeal, they got their two seasons back, and the Champions League came through on $10 million. That's cherry on top.
Doesn't make sense. I hate it.
This is fucking corruption at the highest level. I'm so mad. I'm so mad that after all that, they're just gonna get to go.
Well, hey, listen, I mean. It's done. I guess Spurs and, like, Man U, well, not Man U, but Spurs, Sheffield, and Wolves, you know, they were kind of banking on that open spot, but now they just have to, I mean, they can still get Champions League if Leicester City or Man U or even Chelsea's, like, you know, start losing points, but yeah. Things would have to go right.
If we play perfectly and everyone else loses, then yes, we can go to Champions League, but...
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't care if we win the Champions League or Europa League next year. Like, I actually don't care. Sorry.
Well, I mean...
I love Champions League. Love it. But I don't foresee us going back to, like, regular Champions League for a while. Like, even though people claim that everything's back to normal, like, I just...
Well, that's...
I don't think it is.
I think that's why you feel that way, right? But...
Yeah. But also, like, I think my team needs to... I think, to quote Jada Pinkett Smith, my team needs to go to the red table. The Spurs needs to go to have a seat at the red table and just really hash things out.
Wow, you really went there, huh? Yikes.
So, we need to have a seat at the red table with the Spurs. Start over, let's come up with a plan. Let's pull a Liverpool, buy some players, get some shit together so that in 2 years, we fucking cream them, murder everybody.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds like a good project.
I'm just saying, that worked for Liverpool, and it's going to work for us. And I just feel like, and Man City, too. They weren't fucking nailing it. The first year Pep was in was bad. Boo. Bad year for Man City. That was the year Leicester fucking won the title. Like, what?
Yeah, just, the year that we could have won the title.
I can't even fucking think about that year. People keep talking about that. I'm like, I don't want to hear about 2016, 2017. I don't want to hear about it. I remember that we could have won. I remember. We're terrible. But anyway, let's move on to Living La Liga Loca.
Living La Liga
Loca. Your first writing, first thing you wrote is Bundesliga been done. Just a reminder, smiley face.
Just want to let everyone know in case they were wondering, you know?
Oh my God. Okay, wait. So Barcelona slipped up and Real is going to win the league. Fucking kill me. Fucking end me right here.
Yeah.
And there are still two games left. Anything can happen. Atletico comfortably in third, LOL. Steven, yeah. You said it.
That's where they're going to end. Gosh. I mean, nah, they could still finish fourth, actually, if Sevilla, like, all of a sudden starts winning out. But that's about it. And since then, Osasuna beat Barca 2-1 and Real Madrid 2-1 over Villarreal, which leads Real Madrid to the title win. Yep, that's it.
All right, that's great. League One, been done. In case you were wondering, you already know who won there. Come on.
Yep. That's all I got.
And then Serie A, Juve are 7 points clear. They have 77 points at the top. Atalanta had 70 points, and Lazio had 69, Inter 68. 5 games remaining in the season, and Zlatan fighting for, AC Zlatan fighting for Europa League spot.
Yep. Hi, Andy. Yep, that's it. It's kind of close there, huh? What
Pretty
do you
close.
Think? What do you think? I mean, I don't know. Inter, Lazio, and Atalanta are only one or two points apart. And it's 7 points with 5 games left. I don't know. Juve would have to lose a lot.
5 games left?
Yeah.
I thought it was 2.
No, they're at like 33 games played, something like that. But yeah.
A lot can definitely change.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know, though. It depends on the matchups. I think Lazio have a better chance, but whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, no, I mean, Atalanta, though. Yeah, I don't know. Hard to pinpoint here. But that's all I got. That's all we got going on.
That's a European moment. Let's go to our own backyard. This is Mesoamerica, fucking MAGA country, this fucking hellhole. All right.
Goya Bean City.
Whatever.
No, not really, actually. Not really growing up, no. I don't think... My mom always liked a different brand. I can't remember. And then when it came to, like... When it came to, like, Sazon and all that stuff, she always made her own. Like, you know.
Made her own, yeah. My mom posted a picture with 2 cans of Goya Bean. I was like, these are from my house, so I will not be buying them anymore. It was so cute.
Nice.
I
really
love it.
There you go. Shit.
They were, like, a blurry-ass pic. Looked like it came from a fucking flip phone. But anyway... okay. Hashtag MLS is back tournament has still been going on. Most people are 2 games in. NYCFC are 0-2. That makes you just heard now, but makes Steven happy and me happy, and that's all.
Yep, that's all. No, there's more. There's more. Yeah.
There is more. Actually, now I was watching the game yesterday, and he keeps telling me to watch some Philly goal. Now, what was sick about that goal?
Yo, it was sick. Yo, Niall, tell him.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up right now.
No, don't pull it up right now.
Niall, the audience can't see. They can only hear.
Tell us about it, Niall.
There was the through ball. There was that. What was it? Through the legs, and then the pass, and then the finish. Dope.
I saw it all in my head.
Pass, shoot. And it was from the other side of the goal, and then he scored. It's great.
All right. Well, I'm very excited to watch that. Thank you for that, like, input, Niall. It's adorable. All right. Moving on. Good news for once is there have been 0 new coronavirus cases to date within the MLS is back tournament.
Yep.
So that's good. You said they're doing something right.
Are they just not testing them?
That would also work. Yeah.
As per the Black Lives Matter messaging continues to be powerful. Why did you write Henri as a king? Did he do something?
He's just the face of the players kneeling. It was beautiful to watch him do that. It was cool.
I love Henry.
Yeah.
The Toronto FC and DC scuffle. Emotions ran high. Bill Hamid and Bradley went at each other. And then a quote from DC boss Ben Olsen. It wasn't surprising that there was a dust up. It did surprise me that it was a physical game and there was a red card.
Yo, it just looked mad hot out there and like they weren't having it. Yo, they were sweating through that shirt. It was nasty. And,
I would actually love to get a swing in. I would love to punch both Bill Hamid and Michael Bradley, so it's sort of like a double 2-1.
Yeah. Well, Bill Hamid definitely ate some of the near post on one save. That was funny. And it got nasty. Like they were doing really late tackles. They just looked very sluggish. It just looked really humid. Like they're playing these games at these weird hours, and I just like ugh. I wouldn't. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like, and if you know, you know. If you're from New York, and you know, you got mom and dad that like to go watch the games out on the weekend, you know, you go to Flushing Meadows Park at 7 a.m. and you watch the Taxi League or the Mexican League, or you go to like Sunset Park and watch that, or if you like that extra bit of competitiveness, you were out at Randall's Island at like the crack of dawn, watching those games and just yeah, watching guys go at it. That's what this tournament reminds me of.
I've seen ones in Queens before. They're fun.
You know, but it's the ass crack of dawn. You're out on Flushing Meadows 7 a.m. You catching the 7 at 6 just to be there on time.
I do not miss Flushing Meadows.
And it's hot as fuck. It's hot as fuck. I miss it.
100 degrees in New York City right now.
Right now it is not, but it will be later this next week, I think. Yeah, it's actually nice out today, in my opinion.
You deserve it. Chicharito scored his first MLS goal, but the Galaxy still lost because duh.
LOL. You forgot that I wrote LOL.
I literally have nothing in my life right now. Okay. Anyway, let's move on to female intended play.
American pride on full display. The women of Team USA, the underdogs, taking on
the NWSL Challenge Cup. The knockout round kicks off on Friday the 17th, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And the quarters begin on Friday and Saturday. The quarters are as follows. North Carolina Courage, they're going to win, versus Thorns. That's a dope game.
That's going to be a good game.
Houston Dash versus Utah Royals. Washington Spirit for Sky Blue. Oh, my God.
That's fucking go.
And the Orlando Reign versus Chicago Red Stars.
Also a good game.
Okay.
Very good game.
I wrote Orlando. I'm sorry. I'm fucking tired. The Seattle Reign. Yeah. It's like, oh, whatever. Shut up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But it's still a good game. I know what you meant. Yeah.
Semis are going to be on Wednesday, July 22nd, and the final will be Sunday the 26th. Who do you predict will take it all the way?
Who do you got, Andrea?
I want to say... Well, I'd like to say Thorns, but I think half the team is out because they don't want to play with COVID.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna make the bold decision and say Chicago Red Stars.
Chicago Red Stars? Wow.
Get them, Juilliard. And you know what? It's because Juilliard is a real ally.
Yeah, she is, yeah. I was gonna say Sky Blue FC, but that I don't think that's gonna happen. I think you're being bold with that. Fuck it. I'm going to go with that. That's going to be my choice. We'll see what happens.
That's my prediction. I mean, I've been enjoying the tournament.
I've watched it a little bit. I can't say that I've watched too much of it. Same for MLS is back. I mean, you know, given that some of the games are early on and things are a little slow right now at work. Well, not necessarily. They're picking up, but your boy is able to, like, sneak in a little... few minutes of a soccer game, and yeah, it's fun to watch. Like I said, it reminds me of those like Sunday league skerfuffles, you know, like those are, that's it, that's what I like to watch. So
skerfuffles.
Yeah.
I just think that they should have if I was doing the marketing for this tournament, I would have made it like a 90s marketing thing where I would have been like, okay, MLS is back tournament, as in like going back to the future, you know what I mean? Like we're gonna do old MLS rules. We're doing the fucking standoff thing with the goalie and the key, like instead of penalties, we're like, make it like fucking weird.
That's true. And I mean, that would definitely reflect the level of play now too. So,
well, appropriate. But I mean, like how good would the marketing have been if it had been like back and then all the jerseys had been like retro jerseys? I would have bought one. Like, if they came up with a whole new line of retro jerseys just for this tournament, and then they donated that shit to charity, like, who runs this fucking organization? Like, how hard is it?
You're
what is the marketing?
Yo, maybe you should go on Glassdoor or on Indeed, see if they're recruiting or some shit, and, like, put a resume in. Like, find out.
Yeah, anyone's hiring right now. So it's find a business out. That lost $1 billion. They're definitely looking to hire more people.
Maybe. I don't know. You can work from home, too. Like, it's lit, you know?
That's true. All right, I'm going to hit them up. Niall's right. MLS is based in New York, and I have taught CPR in their offices before.
So you know where to go. That's your in.
And also, remember, okay, so not to shade MLS, but, like, I'm going to shade them right now more than I normally do. But when I was teaching CPR there, it was the day of a Champions League game, like, kind of an important one.
Okay.
And I was like, is it cool if I put it on my phone on silent while you guys are like testing and stuff? And they were like, yes, that's cool. We're also watching it. And then they were like, who are you guys rooting for? They're like, well, we want Real Madrid to win. I was like, oh, are you guys Real fans? They're like, They're like, no, they're coming to the United States to play the MLS All-Star team. I was like, so?
Wow. Amazing.
When I tell you my face went, bro, aren't you guys soccer fans? Like,
I don't know what they are. I don't know what they are. That ain't it.
Yes, yeah, so that was not the best, and I didn't love it. Fix yourselves, MLS. Join the soccer fandom. Anyway, Steven, this was a really good episode. I'm pretty impressed, and like, I guess now I don't have to do it anymore. It's just like so great.
I mean, yeah, soak it in while you can, I guess. Your boy has really a lot of time right now.
I am loving vacation. Loving it. Okay. Guys, follow us at FPWPod on Twitter, at FullKitWankersPod on Instagram, and you can send us an email at FullKitWankersPodcast@gmail.com. We have a super secret Facebook group that you can join if you find it, and I will let you in if I think you're cool.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, go first.
There is a screening process, you know? We have
to. The screening process is, if you're an Arsenal fan, you can come in, but be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. There are some in there, just so you know. You won't be the first one if you're a new prospect. There's a lot of all them, right. Actually. Yeah. Anyway.
You got subs if you need them.
You got subs if you need them. You know, you might need them.
We're a world of subs right now. I had to take a sub last night when all the campsites were full.
Right. And you know, now they're expanding subs. Now you can have, what, 5 subs?
Yeah, now you have too many subs, I think. But we'll get into that in the next episode.
I mean, we're all out of shape, so it's good.
All right. Bye, Steven. Right.
Peace out. Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye,
take care.
Nerds.
Bye, nerds.
We're hanging up. You don't have to hang up. We can't go. Let's go.
I'm officially a full kit wanker, and I do what I like!